Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. The most successful retail company in the world, Walmart, says high oil costs are starting to hurt, at least in this country. The company reports lower than expected sales this last quarter. It's cut its projections for the year because it says people are paying too much for gas. There's also this. Walmart's British subsidiary, the Asda supermarket chain, is in trouble for a misleading ad. It can no longer call itself the lowest priced supermarket in Britain. Stephen Beard joins us from the Marketplace News Bureau in London. Stephen, how much of a problem is this for this British subsidiary of Walmart's?
Well, Alex, it's a minor defeat in what's become a major battle here between the big supermarket chains. Since Walmart arrived 6 years ago and bought Asda, there's been a pretty fierce price war raging here since then. And this accolade of Britain's cheapest supermarket, or at least the supermarket that gives the best value for money, is the prize that they're all scrambling after. The UK's biggest current chain, Tesco, says that if anyone has the lowest prices, it's Tesco. But Asda, which is now number two, says, no, we have the lowest prices.
Well, how'd they get in trouble with the ad?
Well, Tesco complained to the UK's advertising standards watchdog about an ad that Asda was running in which it claimed it was, quote, officially Britain's lowest priced supermarket. It based that claim on a magazine survey which compared the cost of a basket of 33 items across a whole range of supermarket chains, and Asda came out on top. But Claire Forbes of the Advertising Standards Authority says the company couldn't claim to be the cheapest on that basis.
Supermarkets in the UK routinely stock tens of thousands of items, and so we didn't feel that a survey based on 33 items was robust enough to support this very specific claim. We felt it was too limited a price comparison.
The authority also said that the word official was misleading, since it implied that the findings had been endorsed by the British government, which obviously wasn't the case. So the authority has ordered Walmart's Asda not to use that claim in its advertising again.
And what does Asda say?
Well, Asda, as you can imagine, is not very happy about this ruling. It still believes it's in the right. It says it's been nominated the lowest priced supermarket in Britain for 8 years in a row, but it says it will comply with the ruling. All this shows that Walmart's been having a bit of a struggle with Asda. When Walmart arrived here 6 years ago, many analysts predicted that it would wipe the floor with the British competition, but the market leader Tesco is still the market leader. It's still ahead, proving that these foreign adventures can be pretty tricky. And in fact, later on in Marketplace today, we'll be exploring something in a similar vein, how Japanese companies have started recruiting foreign management.
Thank you, Stephen Beard of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.